What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. You can find me on Facebook at Brandon Lynette. We've got a Listen Bitch Facebook group where 5 days a week I am posting journal prompts just to help you expand that relationship with yourself. If you do follow this podcast already, cheers to you. We are in the midsummer craziness, and I'm doing one episode a week, and we're keeping the microdose Monday because I feel like that is the most important topic I have on my mind. 100%. I feel like the world is walking around psilocybin deficient, and I want to help change that. I want to change it and make it not so taboo. I want people to be educated about it. I even get into some sciencey shit. I appreciate your patience last week. I went a little MIA. My oldest turned 21, and it was, I mean, we had a great week. I was nonstop the entire time. So well, I just didn't plan. I didn't prepare, but I am human. Imagine that. And I take full responsibility. I just fucked up last week. Fucked up. So thank you guys for your patience. And I guess I'm glad I could show you that I'm human instead of like, oh my gosh, I missed a podcast episode last week. I should just give it up. I should quit for the summer. I'm like, no, this is important to me. And I want to talk about some things today that I think it is going to work in a conversation with microdosing, because I feel like if you are struggling with anxiety and depression, which there's a lot of fucking people out there right now that are struggling with anxiety and depression, this is the conversation I want to have with you. And I'm going to recommend 10 out of 10 that if you're struggling with these issues, you need to try microdosing. Psilocybin changes the way you not only can experience your emotions, but it changes the way in how you react to them. It changes the conversation. What's happening right now is that people are getting fucking stuck. And this is a conversation I have with 9 out of 10 women where they're stuck. I have this conversation with men too. In fact, I'm gonna talk about Mr. Lynette today, because he is in a cycle. He's in a cycle, and there's self-awareness that's happening, and it's a matter of like, we have to get tired of our own shit. That's it. Anytime I've brought massive change into my life, I usually go to my rock bottom. And it doesn't matter how many times or situations I pull through, it's like I still have to learn the hard way, right? I'm hardwired. But my brain, now that I'm microdosing, is showing me different things. It's showing me a whole new way to face who I am. It's like literally a mirror where you can start calling yourself out on your bullshit. And I'm going to be honest, if you're hesitant about microdosing, you might be a little guarded. Like, that's bullshit. It's not going to work for me. And that's because what happens is we become addicted to our mess. We become addicted to that depression. We become addicted to the cycle that we're in. And then what happens is we want, our brain thinks that this is what you love. And it starts recording this route. Just a map in your brain where it knows where to go every single time because it thinks you like this. And you make the choices to encourage that instead of fighting against it, instead of saying, okay, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to go through the checklist. Have I worked out? What am I feeding my body? Am I spending too much time watching trash TV? Am I, reading to educate myself? What am I doing to help myself in this moment? Am I just on the couch, curled up, watching Netflix 24 hours a day, binge eating junk food because that's what feels good to me? Yes, I know those days that you have that horrible anxiety, that just leaning into, crawling up under a blanket. In fact, there are times when I start to spin out thinking about how anxious I am. And I just imagine, like, imagine I'm home right now in that blanket. I am safe. I am loved. Take yourself to that place. You know where it is. I still imagine that. And I tell myself, look, this is a temporary situation. I'm grocery shopping, right? I used to freaking have the worst anxiety grocery shopping. I don't know why. Don't care. And the whole time I'd be like, in no time, you're going to be home on the couch. You're going to be home on the couch. And as soon as I get home with the groceries, I get to my spot and I remind myself I'm safe, right? I'm safe. But what happens is we get into this low vibration of, we fall into these ruts of depression. And I think everybody goes through seasons of in and out because of the shit that we've gone through in our lives. And we just ingrain ourselves to that reaction. But what happens is we start talking about it to low vibrational people. Okay, this is going to fuck you up every time, because the reason we do that is because our brain thinks that we really want to stay in this low vibration. So we're going to put up a wall against anything that can help us, like saying, I'm not going to talk to a counselor. And you guys, that doesn't work 100%. I'm going to be honest. Words can only go so far. Psilocybin, 100%. I'm telling you, that's what you need to do. But you're going to be like, oh, it doesn't work for me. It's not working for me like it works for other people, because you want to stick to your story. You want to stick to your story. This is what you have told yourself. This is where you feel. This is what you feel. This is where you are. You're in the state of depression. And you talk to these low vibrational people that are probably in the same place as you. And what happens is their reaction, it justifies where you are. So you could tell yourself that you could stay there a little longer, right? Like, it's easy for someone to see my husband going through struggles of depression, and right away they're thinking, oh my God, he has 6 kids and his wife and he doesn't have a break. And the truth is, he doesn't. We are literally doing what a lot of people don't have to do, and that's raising our kids on our own. We don't have grandparents that we could drop them off with for the weekend so that we can get some us time. We don't have that. We're 24 hours, 7 days a week on the clock. And that's tough as a parent. I mean, it is definitely tough, but they can look at him and easily blame the situation, right? So if he's talking to low vibrational people and he's like, man, I'm really struggling, they're going to go right away. It's his family. It's his family. He's depressed. I remember that story I told you guys a couple months ago. I used to follow Twitch, and I'm sure you know who he is. I followed him and his family. Like, their energy was high, high vibration. I'm like, these guys are awesome. They're just happy. The dude killed himself. And it was easy. In the comments, everyone is straight for the family, for the wife and kids. It was just too much for him. It was COVID. He was stuck at home with his wife and kids. What do you think his wife is going through? If you are struggling with something, this is your journey. I am not responsible for my husband's happiness any more than I'm responsible for his depression. Absolutely not. He is not responsible for my happiness any more than he could be responsible for my bouts of depression. But low vibrational people are going to see that, and they're not going to encourage you to stand up for yourself, because they haven't. They haven't. And it's a conversation that we had yesterday. My husband has to get to the place where he gets tired of his shit and he has to face himself, right? That's what we have to do. And we have to start going through that checklist. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can go through to make those internal changes so that you are not stuck in the low vibration. You change your vibration and you change your mental state, and you tell your body, like, we don't have to live like this anymore. And you go through that. There's a lot of things. You've got to look at the food you're eating, because food affects your mood. And if you are eating a bunch of, you know, bullshit out there, which is 90% of what food is accessible to us, you're not going to feel good. That red dye and shit, that shit's fucking with you. All the extra ingredients in, you know, your bags of chips and your junk food, it's slowly killing you, and it affects your mood 100%. If you're depressed, look at your diet. Little changes. Look at your diet. When's the last time you went outside and went for a leisurely walk? When is the last time you analyzed what chemicals you're putting in your body? Do you need to get sober? When is the last time you exercised? And I'm not talking about you have this really hard job and you're very active at work. That's not exercise, okay? Your body's used to that. That's a schedule. That's not something out of the norm. When is the last time you went and just hit the weights really hard for an hour? When is the last time you put on a motivational podcast instead of watching TikTok all day? When is the last time you opened a book of self-discovery? Those kind of things make a difference in what you're doing. You need to learn to utilize your anxiety and make it your superpower. It's a huge amount of energy that you have when you're anxious. What if you could turn that around and start using it? If you can start to see that these things are situations that can work for you. When you are struggling, turn that into power. And that's why I microdose, because then I turn all of my enemies into allies. Literally, I feel energetic, clear. Like I feel like a superpower. Things that used to confuse me are really simple now. Solutions come to me immediately without any doubt on what I do. I am connected whole to something. I'm grounded and I'm in that moment. I'm even seeing, I recognize my own mistakes, my own patterns, like so much easier. Instead of waiting, you know, months to figure out, I had an issue with my two oldest girls and I acted ridiculous one day. I said things I didn't mean. I was reactive. Instead of communicating with them in an adult manner, I, you know, just ended up blowing up. I'm not proud of it. And it took me less than 24 hours to realize what I was doing and to be able to own it and apologize. Like I fucked up. And I'm not afraid to say sorry. If you are not going through life apologizing to your kids, you're not parenting right. It's messy. Nobody knows what the fuck they're doing out here. Nobody. And I've been able to recognize my patterns of just self-destruction or how I hurt other people. And it was just a simple, I wasn't against my feelings. I wasn't afraid of facing them. It hurt. It sucked. You know how much it sucks to say something to your kids that you know hurt them tremendously, that they're going to hold with them, probably to be used against me later down the line. That's how it works. It sucks, man. It sucks to fuck up. It really does. But it wasn't the end of the world. And now I know if the situation comes back, I still can own my shit. Like I said this and I didn't mean it. I can't take it back. Can we move forward? How can I help you? How can I help you? I'm sorry, right? I'm sorry. I love you. Let's work through this. I can see those situations. Instead of, you know, getting very guarded and pulling away, I can own it. And that's where people are struggling. You're pulling away. You're afraid of your emotions. You're not allowing yourself to feel things. That's it. So you're building up all this tension. You're building up all of this stress. And you're just compounding everything. You're just pushing it down, pushing it down, pushing it down. And you're like, Brandon, I haven't had a really big traumatic situation. I don't know why I'm acting like this. You don't have to have a big traumatic situation. It's a bunch of little things that can still pile up. And if you're not dealing with them, you're not processing them. If your parents hurt you and you're not communicating what that felt like, you're compiling it. You should be able to tell your parents, I don't feel good about this. This sucks. You weren't there for me. You know, my husband took on four kids, you guys, four kids. And from day one, he treated them like his kids from day one. He would have never met them had I not known his heart. No way. For, I don't know, we've been together for like a lot of years. I don't know how long it's been, this whole time. And so my daughter's at the table yesterday and she's like, Mom, or she's asking him, she's like, Dad, you only have one dad and two moms? And he's like, no, because, you know, she knows that the older kids are not biologically his, but he's their dad. She sees that they're not treated any different than the little girls. And so I'm like, well, he has a mom, you know, he's got his mom. And his mom, when his parents got divorced, she got remarried pretty soon after. So I'm like, well, you have two dads, don't you? Wasn't Steve like a dad for you? And he looked at me like, no, he wasn't a dad figure. And I think these issues, like things that you really look at, who are you and who were the people in your life? I imagine that's painful. Like that kind of sucks that this guy moved in, married your mom. And, you know, my husband wasn't a baby, but neither were my older girls, and he took them on. I imagine that's a source of pain of like, why weren't you a parental figure in my life? You know, when you marry someone with kids, you're taking that on 100%. And if you're not, you're kind of fucked. That's it. If you are marrying someone who already has children, they are yours. That's it. You're choosing that. And it isn't for everybody. So if that's something you couldn't commit to, then maybe you need to rethink the entire situation, right? That would have been very hurtful had he come in and not been a parent to my kids. How torn would our family have been? That would not feel good, right? And I know my husband was raised with stepbrothers that had a different life and a different family. And they were, everyone was treated very different. And same thing for when his dad remarried. So all of these things are things that can compile. Like, it's not a big dramatic thing. His stepdad didn't come in and abuse him. You know, he wasn't hurtful. And so you might be thinking, well, they didn't really do anything to me. There's still pain there. That still sucks. Especially if you know what it's like to have stepkids and you give to them fully and completely, knowing that someone didn't do the same for you. That's a little painful, right? This shit compiles. You can't ever just say, there's no reason I should be depressed. And this was a battle I went through with myself. I'm like, I have a beautiful family. I have a husband who's here for me. And I fought depression for a long time, a very long time, especially when it came to, like, you know, my last divorce and custody. I still take that shit hard, truly. And I come back to ground myself to say, okay, you know, this is hurtful. It's not the ideal situation. How can I make the best of what I have now? Ideally, I want my kids with me 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And that's not the case for my two boys. It's not the case. And that's tough, but it's not a reason for me to stay in depression and to not make something of my life. It's a temporary thing. I make the most of what I have with them when they're home, and I make myself available to them. So I have them a lot more than, you know, I have them a lot more because I am 100% available to them. But I could compile it. I could hide. I could use all these little situations in my life and make them something bigger than they are. As a parent, you know, I know my husband and I carry the weight of, like, we just don't get enough us time. That is hard. And it's something that we have to communicate about all the time and make little time for us. You know, like we, you know, I paid my son to babysit, and, you know, we went cruising around together the other day and it was great. We just don't get enough of that, right? Because we just don't. Our babies are little. We're still kind of in the season of, we don't have a village, right? And it's not ideal, but things that, you know, we do are having to stay present and finding the things that we're thankful for in the moment. It is hard being a parent 24/7, 7 days a week without a break, but our kids are healthy. There's a million things that we can wake up in gratitude to face this. We can't control anything in the world, right? And shit is just coming at us. Like, stuff is fucked, right? Like, I mean, literally, the FDA approved synthetic meat, right? Because they care about us. And that's an important thing that we should be able to have, because there's, you know, not enough food on the planet for us. I'm not sure what the deal is. But other people, the weather, the fucking price of tea in China, all of that is outside of your influence. And what I want to empower you with today is to understand the only thing you can control is you. And that's all you need to control. If you change your inner world, it leads to all the changes that you want to see in your life. And I know that it's hard to believe that just changing your thoughts, your attitude can make you healthy. It can make you wealthy. It can make you wise. Inner changes have a dramatic effect on every part of your life. You're going to change your vibration. And then you're not going to want to have conversations with low vibrational people who are going to keep you stuck, because, bitch, misery loves company. Test me. Go post something, you know, miserable on Facebook and everybody's going to be there. Go post that you just started a new business. Like, you know, I'm in limbo right now with my life. I've been in limbo for probably a fucking year. And every time I think I'm going to come out of it, I cling to it. I'm afraid of letting things go that have been a comfort to me for, like, you know, 7 or 8 years. I got comfortable in a situation and it is not serving me. I feel the weight. And the other day I asked myself, I'm like, listen, if something were to change and I brought it down to money, I'm afraid to let go of the money. I literally coach women about letting go because something bigger is waiting around the corner. I am stuck. I'm stuck and the money's dwindling because I'm not passionate. I'm not excited. I'm not working. I lost all desire to have anything to do with this. And instead of letting it go, I just hold on to little bits and I come in and out, in and out. I'm that person that every once in a while I show up on the meetings and then I just back off again, in and out, holding on to that, worried about what people are going to say or do or think. Really fucked myself. And it's okay. It's okay because I'm here taking responsibility, knowing that something has to change. I have to let go. I can't control what everyone else is going to do, but this is a part of me that is bringing a toxic low vibration to my life. Not having a great time. So I'm making that change. And I guarantee you, if I go onto my Facebook post and I'm like, hey, I'm signing up with, you know, I'm starting a new career. Nobody's going to say anything about that. But if I go on there and I'm like, oh my God, my husband asked me for a divorce and I don't know what to do, the whole world's going to have something to say, right? Low vibrational people want to feel connected that everyone is suffering because we get addicted to the suffering. And that is our excuse to stay in the suffering. You know, getting yourself healthy is super fucking easy. You fucking know it. You know it. Get sober, motherfucker. Start exercising. Stupid, simple shit that you could fucking do and you're not doing it. And a doctor is going to support you in wanting to take an easy way, right? They're going to say, oh, just pop these pills. That's an easy way to get through this. Instead of telling you the truth. How many of you motherfuckers are diabetic out there? A lot. And I'm talking type 2 because that's your fault. Type 2 is your fucking fault. That's the food you're eating. It sucks. It sucks to know that this is all about you. But that's it. You get so worried about what's going on around you because you don't have to figure out what's going on inside of you. That's it. You have to understand that changing your thoughts, okay? Thank God for psilocybin because science proves that it does that for me. It changes the communication in my brain so that I have the opportunity to lean into self-awareness. You want to enhance your life, then start making those internal changes. Like, how many of you are beating yourself up for failure? Do you view that as an embarrassment? Because if you've done anything in your life, I guarantee you have failed. And so you think you should avoid it at all costs, right? So you don't try things. But what if you could just view failure as a step along the way to success? It just means failure just means that the approach you used didn't work. You retool your process and you try again. If you keep learning to make improvements, how could you possibly fail in the long term? You're going to get it right. And the way you view failure, that's a big part of whether or not you are going to be a successful, high vibrational person. You have to lean into your values. Lean into that because the world is fucked right now. And I see there's a little bit of pushback with things that have gone a little screwy. There's been pushback, and I think that's great. It can be celebrated. But I want you to lean into your values, your core. This is about you. This is not about your family. It's not about your wife. It's not about your kids. It's not about your best friend. It's not about your government. None of that. I want you to get to the core of you. Tell me what kind of life someone leads that values charity, kindness, and modesty. What kind of life does someone that values freedom, adventure, and courage have? We all know what someone who values money and power and greed is going to be like. All three of those people lead very different lives. What are your values? And do they support the life you want to live? Is your life in line with your values? This is where we start to balance our vibration and come back to the core of who we are. Depression, anxiety, and sickness, it's all dis-ease, right? Because we are not at ease inside our bodies. You're not who you're meant to be, so you're not feeling good. You're feeling anxious. You're feeling depressed. Your body hurts. You're sick. You don't feel strong. You know something's off. Line up your fucking values. Get your beliefs in line. This is literally how your beliefs color how you view the world and make decisions. If you believe that money is the root of all evil, you're going to see all the people that prove you to be right. And you're going to derail any efforts to amass wealth. If you believe that you're just not good with people, your social life is going to suffer. Ask yourself, what are my beliefs about money? What are my beliefs about life? How are my beliefs helping or hurting me? What beliefs are going to be helpful for you to manifest and enjoy a life that you desire? And then what is your attitude? You think life is out to get you? Oh, is life kicking your ass? Does nothing ever work out for you? I'm playing a tiny violin for you right now. Because that's it. That's it. You choose this. If that's what you think, then that's the life you have. But if you know, and this is what I've always known my entire fucking life, is that everything always works out for me. It has. I've been in the worst situations of the worst situations, like situations where I literally thought I was going to die. Like, this guy's going to blow my head off right now. I am going to die right now. I got through all of that. All of it. Even the moments, the most emotionally heartbreaking moments where I wanted to die. I wish someone would have blown my head off. I got through that because everything always works out for me, and it works out for me better because I finally learned to release and let go, like a situation I've been holding on to for a long time. It just took me a little longer because I got a little too comfortable. But the truth is, I know everything works out for me. If something's not serving me, I'm learning to release it, even on a grand scale. And I'm definitely facing a grand scale. Release it. If it's not serving you, release it. Understand that your attitude shapes what happens. If you know everything always works out for you, you're going to be okay. You're going to be less likely to try to do anything if you have negative expectations, right? You're already going to say, well, no one's going to hire me, so I'm not even going to try. I want you to consider how your attitude is impacting the results that you're generating in your life. Gratitude goes a long way. Always give yourself a reminder of what is already working in your life. You reduce anxiety. It alters your perspective. Gratitude. When is the last time you were just fucking thankful? At night, before you go to bed, I want you to think about the next day, that the only thing you will wake up with are the things you are grateful for. That's it. Take some time. Be intentional. Mentally list the things that make you feel grateful. I did a challenge for a coach a while back, and it was like, write out 100 things you're grateful for. And I think it was like every 3 days. And I'm like, who the fuck can do that? Once you get started, it gets really easy. There's so many things that we take for granted. I mean, what would you do today if you woke up and you didn't have your eyesight, or you were fucking paralyzed, or your kid is, you know, a handicap? If your kid is, you know, becomes mentally challenged, your house burns down, you don't have internet. I don't know. I want you guys to stop and think about what you're grateful for. Don't be afraid of your thoughts. Thoughts are just thoughts. What you think does matter. And that's why I again, we're going to talk about the microdosing. I love microdosing because it helps me view my thoughts just as thoughts, and they don't become these things I obsess about where I bring a feeling to connect with it, and then I spiral out of control. If you're training your brain to think about negative outcomes, you're always going to struggle. You can change the way your brain thinks. It's not too late. It has been proven. And you can do the research yourself. I mean, just fucking Google, how does psilocybin change the set thoughts we have in our mind? And it will show you different articles of how it creates new brain communication. That's it. Monitor your thinking. Start being aware of that. Changing yourself internally gives you everything you desire on the outside. That's it. Inner changes eliminate the need for willpower. Rather than battling yourself day after day, if you make the inner changes, it will create the outer changes. When you lean into your values and your beliefs and you understand and get clarity on who you want to be and how you want to live, you start making the choices in the habits that are going to feel good to you. That means, like, you know, you want to be strong and healthy. So you're going to do the workouts. You know, you want that mental clarity and you just want to feel good and rested every day. You want to feel vibrant. You want to start out on the right foot in that high vibration. You're not going to drink anymore. You're going to let go of those drug habits. You're going to stop scrolling on, you know, YouTube shorts and fucking TikTok, and you're going to watch a motivational, inspirational video instead. Instead of popping on Netflix, you're going to open a book. Take a shower, go for a walk outside. When is the last time you really just stood outside and were thankful for all of that connectedness? You are a part of everything out there. Everything. Your voice literally affects the stars. Psilocybin can help you feel connected too. So if you guys need some help on that, you can message me. Make sure you sign up for emails at brandonlinette.com. I'm sending out some cool links this week about things I have new going on. So I want you to jump in on that. I have a huge shipment of books. Okay. You can find them at onceuponatimebitches.com. But if you want an autographed book, I've got onceuponatimebitches.com and I have Fuck Luck Bitches. I would be super happy to send you out an autographed copy. Just hit me up in my inbox at brandonlinette.com. Okay. And then make sure you're in the Facebook group, make sure you're subscribed, and I will see you bitches Monday.